Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 10:54, time for the latest when it comes to the AFL news during this particular period when the football clubs are busy making decisions left, right and centre about the future of their footy clubs. And one man that has been breaking news stories in the AFL for decades, his name is Tony Sheehan, and he joins us once again here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Gareth, from a wet and overcast Sydney.
Okay. What are you hearing, Tony? We'll start off, there's a few different points that I want to have a chat to you about, but Bashir Hawley, he said there yesterday, or I think the day before that, when he arrived back in Melbourne, that he's pretty confident he'll stay at the Tigers. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, it's a very good leading, Gareth, and I do believe that he's going to exercise his one-year option to remain a Tiger and extend that 220-game career and look forward to next year in playing for their fourth premiership, I believe, Gareth, which is no mean feat. He was considering, and he told close friends and family in the lead-up to the 2020 final series, that he would consider hanging up the boots if Richmond was to win their third premiership.
Yep.
Now, again, on Saturday night, they did that. They achieved the unbelievable. But in the ensuing days, friends and family of the Richmond utility have told me that he is going to exercise his option and play on next year, okay, and in the hope that they would get another premiership.
All right, and that's exciting for Tiger fans. He's such an important player off that halfback flank. What about...
Well, he is, Gareth, but at 32 and a half years of age, does he need to actually do anything else? Will this sully his reputation if Richmond don't go through to another final series next year?
Well, he can win a fourth premiership if he's fit and well, and he believes he can make a difference. Why not play on, Tony? You're a long time retired.
No, you are, Gareth, and that leads me to my next point in terms of his teammate, Jack Higgins. Now, Higgins, as we know, is now on the trade table. Richmond has said to Jack that he's best exercising his trade options, and I can tell you that Adelaide and St Kilda are two suitors for the live wire forward.
Okay, so do you reckon, where do you think he'll be playing? Is it either one of those two clubs?
Look, it is those two are definitely in discussions with Higgins and his manager. I suspect that Higgins would want to stay in Melbourne, which would lead towards St Kilda. But the other thing is, Jack's got to weigh up his future. If St Kilda thinks that they don't need a small forward, well, and Adelaide is the only option, and he wants to continue his AFL career, well, maybe he's got to, you know, him and his girlfriend have got to up their belongings and move across the border.
Okay, so that will be interesting. Watch this space. What's the latest with Reece Shaw? We're feeling for Reece. We're thinking of him and his family at the moment. Obviously, he's going through a tough time. You've got some news on Reece?
Yeah, and as you so eloquently just described, I mean, everybody in the AFL world and, you know, in society itself really feels for Reece. I mean, it was a public battle, in a sense, that was private for the Shaw family, but public in the sense of social media was awash with rumours, and the AFL community, in a sense, knew what was going on, but nobody was willing to speak about it. And, you know, that was part of the issue. But Reece is in a much better space. He's back with his wife and children, and he is back on medication. He's feeling better. Now, the reason this all emanated was because he was under such pressure in the hub and with North Melbourne's losing record that he got so caught up in the future of the club that he forgot to take his medicine and therefore subsequently spiralled into a place nobody likes to go. But we can reveal this morning on 927 that he's in a much better place both spiritually and mentally. North Melbourne has given him an undisclosed financial settlement to move on. He's going to take the year off to spend with family, and he would look forward to 2022 with the possibility of rejoining the AFL system in some capacity. Now, the family also wanted to make mention of AFL Chief Executive Gil McLaughlin. They said he was fantastic in his support of both Reece and the family, and actually called Reece's wife some 10 days, 2 weeks ago to offer his support. So they wanted to acknowledge Gil's support and also empathy for Reece and the Shaw family, which goes a long, long way to helping Reece's recovery.
Okay, what about Angus Brayshaw? What's his future looking like?
Well, I understand that. I mean, obviously, there's been, and you hear some good mail around the traps, Gareth, yourself, but we both, half the football world understands that Clayton Oliver was spoken about in terms of a possible trade to Carlton. Now, that seems to have gone relatively quiet, but is Angus Brayshaw the next biggest name to be considered for trade? Some of his teammates, family and friends think that it would be wise for Brayshaw to consider a move. Does he go to Fremantle and play with his brother? Does he stay with Melbourne? But that could be some really big news if Brayshaw is either on the table as Melbourne would determine, or whether it's Brayshaw himself wanting a move out of the Demons.
All right, then. And the last one before we let you go, and of course you'll join us throughout this trade week period when you hear some breaking news. Sean Higgins, will he be at Geelong?
My understanding is I've spoken to the Higgins camp, and I understand, despite all the rumours of a potential move to St Kilda and or other clubs, that he is steadfast in his want to move down the highway, and he wants to play for Geelong next year, and we believe it will happen, provided they can do a trade with the North Melbourne Football Club.
All right, then. So, yeah, that will be interesting to see what happens there. And the last one, there's a few questions coming through. Adam Saab, what's happening with him?
Well, I do believe that Saad and his manager have had a mini fallout, Gareth, which is big news considering that Saad's about to undertake the biggest career move of his life. Saad met with the Carlton Football Club, David Teague, the football manager and the CEO. They turned it on for him out at Icon Park.
Yep.
And Saad went to that meeting without his manager. So there's a lot of water to go under that bridge, pardon the cliche.
Yes. So do you think he gets to the Blues?
Well, I definitely think he gets to the Blues, but it's going to make it difficult if Saad and his manager, John Mason, are not on the same page.
Yep.
I mean, friction is never a good thing to have to go into a negotiation with in the first instance.
Then that'll be interesting. All right, then, Tony, wonderful to be here on RSN Central. Look forward to working with you down throughout the next couple of weeks, but there'll be some stories that will hit us for six, I would imagine, some stories that football fans won't be expecting. There is always a couple during trade period. So
there is always that one from left field that we struggled to digest. You know, the Jeremy Cameron to Geelong was one that took the GWS boys by surprise, but it looks like it's going to happen, and he wants to continue his football back in Victoria.
All right then, Tony, look forward to seeing if they should get that deal done, shouldn't they?
Well, they should, yes. But, I mean, if he's nominated Geelong and he doesn't want to be at GWS, despite the protestations from his teammates, well, I think GWS is almost obliged to make that deal. He's been at the club some 7 or 8 seasons, and he's been the leading goal kicker, I think, in almost every one of them. So he's certainly given his all for GWS, and he wants to make a new start.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Tony.
Thanks, Gareth.